Hello, this is Terry Laundry. Welcome to T-Theory Observations for Sunday, March 6, 2011. We're going to be presenting the observations in three parts. The first part is the long chart we have here of with all my daily indicators. The market is finished setting a base. If you look at the S&P 500 in the green upper plot, you'll see that since the correction, we've dropped down, and there's the red letters base showing that we have started to make a sort of a flat type bottom. That's very much the same as the one at cycle low number 7, which also has the red base to it. You come down and you sort of get near the black center line, and then you turn up in a new T, and you rise up. Now you've fallen into the next cycle low, which is number 8. And we are approaching, by my calculation, the end of that base period, and we should shortly break to the upside, and we should proceed to the upper red bound, the upper envelope, and then continue to move on up until we get into the early May time period, or the late April time period, or the early May time period. In the formation of a likely new T, which is drawn in, it's a thin line in black. We haven't put it in yet, but it's a likelihood. You can see that it's time span of the cash buildup phase. We have a new cash buildup phase in there, so we come down. We're coming down on the declining tops pattern from sort of a little bit before mid December of 2010, and across the peak in. In mid-February, mid-February. Now we've made the little rising bottoms pattern, which is the accumulation pattern. When you go back on the sharp down day that we had, the arms ratio went up to 2.57, which is usually good enough. You came up to the zero line, then you sit back on Friday. But this pattern is just part of the base pattern, and we would shortly expect that this is going to take a sudden blow up into a momentum peak, and the momentum peak is given by the cyclical oscillator peaks in black with the open arrowhead, which is right above the crossbar for intermediate T number 3. So you see you have a peak in June of 2010 that where we had the black down arrow. It says equals oscillator peaks. Then you have another peak in about second week of September, during the second week of September, and then you get these equal time periods on the top. And you extrapolate that what's going to happen here is that you're going to have a sudden bout of enthusiasm as people decide that this base pattern has lasted long enough, you have enough accumulation, and it's going to take it and it's going to break the oscillator up through the cash buildup line to confirm the likely new T, and then it's going to hit a momentum peak in the black arrow with the green question mark above it. And that will complete the forecast for the run, and we will get to the likely new T construction after get this all taken care of. Jeffrey's done a nice chart, which I think he's done in an Excel spreadsheet. And once we get this defined, he will. I'll use his chart. He has all the dates calculated for the top date. The last T, which is the small red T, that proved to be reasonably correct on its top date. And when we decide where we're going to put the center post of this T, which I've drawn it in the low in the middle of this bottoming basing pattern, but it's very possible that we're going to move the center post over to the last low before it breaks up through the cash buildup line, and that will take care of everything. Just to remind you that the fact that the cycles of the lows from the low number 3, that's the pound symbol 3. Back in October of 09, to number 4, to number 5, to number 6, to number 7, now to number 8, is a clear demonstration of a completely rhythmic cycle, which is approximately 75 trading days. And so when we start seeing these peaks coming in, they start to get rhythmic. It's a pretty good evidence that the fact that what you're in is you're in what we call a ringing cycle, in which the cycle pattern is something that's brand new that showed up from the shock and the the early May 09 low, and it's just ringing all the way through here in a pattern which is unique to this particular time period. You won't find these cycles anyplace else. You know, this particular cycle with the 75 trade days between it. I discovered it when it was, when we were starting to get ready to get the breakout from T number 7. I noticed that back in the 3, 4, 5, and 6 cycles were quite uniform, too much to be by chance, and so have extrapolated this 10. Let's see. So we can probably use this one more time once we determine where the date for cycle low number 8 is, and we go back and we decide where 7 was, which is probably the end of the base patterns. We can look at and see if we can find another cycle low as part of the fall off of intermediate T number 3, which is, but you notice the likely new T is going to have a time span that's at least as big as I've shown here, and its projected top date by time symmetry, in other words, the advance is going to last as long as the cash buildup phase, which was true for the small red T, and it's likely to be true for this T as well, is going to go past the May 1 peak, which is given by T number 3. Sometimes, but there's probably a momentum peak there. Now, there is a forecast going around that there's a mid-March low, and Parker says it comes from the GAN people, but you're going to remember that they were published in various magazines, the inference that there was a big correction in the January time period. That never materialized because and I don't believe the mid-March low is going to materialize to any great degree. In other words, it's not the true low. It could be a consolidation pattern going into that date, but that's not what you're looking for. What you're going to see here is that this accumulation pattern is going to break to the upside soon, and you're going to blow up and hit a momentum peak. Then maybe you're coming back towards the March low, but you'll have missed all the gains because the center post. If you look, you see the biggest rally is always the center post rally of the T. Okay, so it's the place where the oscillator tends to shoot up from an accumulation pattern. You can see all the accumulation patterns there, the green arrows with the open head going all the way back. That's the universal way you find a bottom pattern, rising bottoms patterns, while you're oversold, and then you draw the cash buildup line coming down, and then when you break out of the apex of what is in the present case is a triangle pattern, then you get the run up. So although the likely new T does extend quite a bit, it's that part of that hugging pattern where you make very slow, steady progress on the upside. What you really want to do is to get something when you're down here in the accumulation pattern in anticipation of the breakout, and because there's a cyclical rhythm going through on the bottom, there probably is a cyclical rhythm on the top, since the black downward pointing arrows are probably correct, and it's imminent. Okay, so by the end of next week, you should have seen the blow up in the stock market. So that's pretty much what the story is. Now, I would say that what we have found, and just to update the concept of the cycles. I have to point out to you that the chart has changed from last week. When I got my programmer gave me the chart, which is newly constructed on the importing of data. Prior to last week, I used the chart, but he had made a mistake on the appending two files together, and he had a four-day overlap on it, so he had four extra days put in, and they were repeats of the late January time period, so I had to straighten that. Whenever they get this, programmers do the work, you have to come back and make sure they got everything basically right except for one part that they didn't get right. So I just took that out, and this is the correct pattern. That wasn't the correct pattern. In any case, what he's working on now is we have a similar ringing cycle, which Parker has researched going back to, first he researched it back to 1942, and there is a similar ringing. Really comes from once you came out of the depression, the market settled down into a rhythm, and I had discovered a particular cyclical ringing pattern that was there for like maybe like 15 to 20 years, and then it started to fade off in the bottom zones. But this one is one that's been around for a long time, and it's the basis for one of the important subject materials in the seminar that comes in. So anyway, he's working on that. In addition, we have Park has traced this back in my 200-year chart prior to 1942 into the that chart goes back to about 1820. And the average duration of that ringing is pretty close to what you see from 42 to the present. So there is definitely a cycle there that's been around. However, in the early stages of the U.S., the cycle wanders around. In other words, over a long period, it tends to maintain an average. But from one cycle to the other, it really can wander an awful lot. And it's not terribly useful in that early stage. What's important about this cycle, you see, this cycle was started out long and then it settled down. You got to wait for these things, the time when the cycle settles down and it's very useful, and that's really from the 42 period to the present time. But it gives rise to these shocks, so that and every time you come in with a shock, and you're pretty well guaranteed that you're going to have one of these shock bottoms once per decade, you start a new ringing. But the daily ringing and the chart can be completely different from one to the other. So each shock is an opportunity to find a new ringing cycle in the daily charts. But you have to see it, and then you have to start to track it, and then you have to let it settle down before you can use it. So anyway, that's the update on that project. Okay, so let's see, that covers everything else. I have been planning to import all of my standard calculations, in other words, the levels for the channel and so forth like that. But I had to go get this error out of the cycle, so I didn't do it. So I have part of it ready to be imported, and then down the bottom of the chart, I will have all of the all the data which we usually carry to the older program. I just import the computer code from the old program. Then I have to work out how to get the bugs out of it, and then it will reappear down below. In the meantime, you can always get the volume oscillator by going to the link at the bottom here, and remember that the numbers are much bigger because they count volume in hundreds of the net volume for the day on the New York Stock Exchange. They count it in 100,000. I guess it's 10,000. Lots of 10,000s is one unit, whereas I just count them in millions because it keeps the number smaller. So it's just a scale factor. Okay, so that's the end of the first part. Now we're going to go on and we're going to talk about the gigantic T's in the chart that is it's a TIFF chart, which is directly below. We'll be right back after the break. Bye-bye.